WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A house explosion yesterday morning in Dobbin between Plantersville and Montgomery has left an infant and two adult women with life-threatening injuries. The eight-month-old boy was airlifted to UTMB in Galveston with severe burns and other injuries. The child's 58-year-old grandmother and 65-year-old aunt were airlifted to Memorial Hermann Hospital in Houston with burns and injuries. The Montgomery County Fire Marshal's Office says the cause of the blast remains undetermined, but investigators suspect a buildup of flammable gases in or around the home led to the explosion. The explosion leveled the house to its slab, windows were broken in nearby homes and businesses, and the blast was felt up to 20 miles away. According to the Dobbin Facebook page, a relief fund has been established at Wood Forest Bank in Montgomery. A photo from the Fire Marshal's Facebook page is on our website at WTAW.com. The homeless man arrested for the robbery of Bryan's First Victoria Bank the week before last has been charged with a holdup from 4 years ago. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 61-year-old James Kyle Graham remains in jail on bonds totaling $400,000.
We received information that he fit the description of the suspect in a Guarantee Bank robbery back in 2009.
Investigators received information from a First Victoria employee who said Graham held her up at gunpoint at the former Guarantee Bank on South Texas. Also, detectives linked Graham to the getaway car used in the first holdup. The Bryan City Council has given first-round approval to a multi-million dollar housing project.
If final approval is given later this month, construction will take place over the next 10 years on more than 600 homes on Bryan's west side. Home builder and broker Randy Frint says the price range is what most first- and second-time buyers are looking.
With the Health Science Center and the growth of the bio corridor, not everyone over there is a PhD in chemical engineering. There's teachers, there's policemen, there's fire staff, there's your children, there's your grandchildren, there's my grandchildren. And we've always been very successful in West Bryan. Love it. A lot of good things going that direction, and I think this is a hallmark for it. I think it's in a perfect location.
The council voted 4-1. Art Hughes opposed to the possibility of building duplexes. The attorney representing the developer, Chris Peterson, says there's the possibility the lots reserved for duplexes could wind up being home sites.
There may be a need for more of the $225,000, $250,000 houses, in which case these are larger lots. And so they could really accommodate that size house.
None of the council members were opposed to any of the housing units being 5 feet from their property lines. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Some College Station residents have or will be getting letters from the water department. Water Resources Coordinator Jennifer Nation says they're checking neighborhoods with higher consumption.
Doesn't mean they're wasting water, but just if, you know, most of the households in a neighborhood are using a lot of water, then we'll send letters to that whole neighborhood, and they're individualized. It's their water use compared with an estimated water use budget, and then also their water use compared with the neighborhood average.
Nation says those who are contacted are offered a free landscape irrigation checkup, which is available to all College Station Water customers. Meeting in Houston, the Southern Baptist Convention has reelected its first black president. Reverend Fred Luter Jr., who was first elected last year, ran unopposed. Getting more attention, our pastors at the convention announcing their churches will no longer sponsor Boy Scout troops.
Boy Scout decision is one of those things that almost everybody on every side of this issue is unsatisfied with. It wasn't a solution that really made anyone happy.
Russell Moore, the president of the Ethics and Liberty Commission, says the preeminent issue at the convention is how they can send more missionaries throughout the world. And with 2 weeks remaining in the special legislative session in its waning days, that hasn't stopped Governor Perry from adding another high-priority item to his wish list. Perry is pushing for measures that would tighten abortion regulation and a mandatory life sentence for murders committed by 17-year-olds. This comes a day after Perry added transportation to the special session agenda. And finally, former President George Bush will celebrate his 89th birthday today in Kennebunkport, Maine. Visitors to his museum in College Station are being asked to wear colorful socks, something Bush has been doing in public in recent years. Officials with the Library Foundation are collecting pictures of those wearing outlandish socks, and some will be posted online, and some will be sent to the president. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Huh. Would have thought that was going so well up until then. Boy, I don't know what to make of that.
Well, it's Wednesday.
I mean, it says it's playing, and we've got all the buttons pushed. Okay, let's try this.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
6:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Some low cloudiness showing up on this morning's satellite photos. That'll be giving way to partly to mostly sunny skies. It'll be warm today, 90 to 95. Clear through the evening, some patchy fog and low cloudiness developing overnight, 75. It'll become partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, 95 degrees. Clear tomorrow evening, then patchy low cloudiness and fog will redevelop late tomorrow night, 75. Partly to mostly sunny Friday, highs will be near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Texas A&M posts 36 All-Americans in track and field. Big rally for the Bombers. They win yet again. And the San Antonio Spurs look like they played Sister Mary School for Unwed Mothers last night in basketball. All that more in sports. We'll do it for you. It's 6:50.
Oh, I know, but they'll go back to Miami and lose by 27 or something. Well, actually, they have to play a couple more there.
It's 2-3-2.
Okay. Well, they could, so San Antonio could wrap it up.
Theoretically, yeah. My guess is the Lubies in San Antonio is better than the Lubies in Neverland.
Oh.
What is it? Why? Well, sure, because the home office is in San Antonio, right?
I believe that is correct. Yeah. The other thing is it was more a play on the age of the San Antonio basketball
yes.
team.
I got that. I got the joke.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we have
theoretically, I could almost play for San Antonio at this point.
So it's the story of a bunch of old millionaires from a town that some people aren't exactly sure where it is in a big state playing LeBron James and some other guys. Is that it?
That narrows it down pretty well.
Okay.
Well, just you summed it up perfectly, I think.
Make sure about that. Okay, so, you know, it's always good to, you know, one of the stories, and I won't say the guy's name, but one of the great stories that we have here in the lore of our radio station is that a guy who worked here once as a disc jockey, back when we had disc jockeys, and went on to become a news anchor at a local television station, as a matter of fact, he and his wife did, fell asleep on the air one time. Okay.
He was from radio.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, he fell asleep on the radio. He didn't fall asleep on television. He fell asleep on the radio. No, he just fell asleep, and I'm not sure exactly how they woke him up, but I think it was his last day of employment here. Nonetheless, falling asleep on the job can be a dangerous thing. Obviously, tired German bank employee fell asleep. Hear about this at his keyboard?
Mm-mm.
Accidentally transferred. Well, he took a minor transfer into a $300 million order, as a matter of fact. The man was supposed to transfer $90 from a bank account belonging to a retiree, but instead apparently fell asleep for an instant while pushing the number 2 on the keyboard. So it ended up being $222,222.22.
Oh, my God.
The bank discovered the mistake shortly thereafter and corrected it. But, God, in that instant, you know, in that instant, wouldn't it have been just so fun to be able to, you know, say you won? Hello?
Yeah, just to let you know your station is cutting out like it did yesterday again.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This time I'll call my – oh, you know, wait a minute. Are you there?
Yeah.
Are you listening online?
No, I'm okay. On the radio.
On the radio, thank you. Okay, thought that was probably the case. I just wanted to confirm. Hello.
Same problem as yesterday.
Thank you. All right. I'll call our engineer. This time I'll call him. I texted him yesterday. Hate to call him at 6:18 on a summer morning because, you know, they got a house full of kids.
What does summer have to do with work?
The kiddos don't have to go to school there, and they got a house full of kiddos. Right. And so, you know, but anyway.
I'm just grouchy.
Listen to her. No kidding. Wow. Gonna go ahead and call because I'm
heartless.
Up. The whole world ought to be up. Is that it? Yeah, I understand how that can be. Okay, boy, I've pushed that button. I hate when I push that button because I don't know how to fix it. Okay, well, we'll take care of that part later on.
Need a bigger hammer.
Yeah, I really do. You're exactly right. Yeah.
It's going to be a good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect situation. We're going to have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus,
I didn't take a train, a plane, or bus.
We could do a bus or a train or a plane. Well, we couldn't do a train.
Not legally.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. For years, people have counted on us for oil changes and overall automotive maintenance. At American Lube Centers, we do business the old-fashioned way. We give you time and peace of mind by servicing your vehicles quickly and efficiently and letting you know in advance what your maintenance needs are. Our highly trained technicians at American Lube Centers do the job right. For fast, friendly service, it's American Lube Centers. Click on AmericanLubeCenters.com for our daily specials and a location near you. And like us on Facebook.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 6:12, so to speak, which would be June the 12th. It's National Peanut Butter Cookie Day.
Hey, like that.
Yeah,
that
sure.
Sound nice.
It's National Jerky Day.
Love that.
Chance to be a jerk today, so there you go. And also,
what about people who are jerks every day?
Well, that could happen, too. It's also Red Rose Day.
I don't think that matters one way or the other, because you can be jerky.
Sure.
Without being a jerk.
That's true.
Can you say it like, Red Rose, Red Rose?
Oh, no, I don't do that. No.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, you're on.
Birthdays.
Yeah.
Kendra Wilkinson from The Girls Next Door, 28 years old. Dave Franco is 28. He's the younger brother of James.
See, and that's his only claim to fame.
Pretty much. He was in the 21 Jump Street
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, once again, Thanksgiving is not fun at the house. So, what are you doing? We know what James is doing. James is a smart guy. He's on TV. He's on the movies.
He's
everywhere. What are you doing? Yeah.
Well, I've got a shopping center opening next week.
Auditioning?
Yeah, really.
Adriana Lima from Victoria's Secret 32. Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Is 36 years old. James Muse is 39. Jason Muse is 39. He's from the Jay and Silent Bob. He's the Jay part.
Oh, sure.
Jen Lee Harrison is 55. She was the one that filled in after Suzanne Summers left Three's Company.
Of course she is.
Scott Thompson.
That was for the last season, right?
That was the second season. Oh, she was only on for like 1 year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. Scott Thompson from Kids in the Hall, which is a very funny show, 54. Meredith Brooks is 55. Timothy Busfield is 56. He was the redhead in 30-something.
And nothing else.
He was in Revenge of the Nerds. All nine of them.
Well, good. Yeah. That made a career for it.
Bunny Carlo, 62. He's in Cheap Trick. Marv Albert.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Marv.
72. Yeah. Jim Nabors is 80.
Wait a minute. He's 72.
Yep.
And his hair is still jet black. I wonder what... never mind.
Yeah, don't go.
Nah.
Because you know he's had work done.
Of course, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Jim Nabors, 83 years old. And Bush the Elder.
Yeah.
89.
And, you know, proves that being eminently qualified for the job doesn't get you reelected.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, vice president, head of the CIA, ambassador to China. I mean, you know.
Wouldn't you kill for that now?
One of the youngest fighter pilots. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. We could, yeah. Oh, yeah. Vic Damone, you got him, 85.
No.
Yeah. And Lynn Berry, who I think 1-2-3 was his only hit song. Which is, you know, tough when he's on the oldies tours now.
He's got to do that song several times.
Well, he does, yeah. He does that one, and then he does another one and says, and then here's a big hit. I hope you remember it from 10 minutes ago. And yeah.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Staff members working for Senate Budget Committee Ranking Member Jeff Sessions have compiled data on food stamps. Here's the shocking information that they found. Over the next 10 years, taxpayers will spend over five times times as much on food stamps as on job training and education for America's veterans. Food stamp enrollments have skyrocketed under the president. January 2009, it was 31.9 million Americans on food stamps. Today, 47.7 million people on the welfare program. By the way, 11 million more on disability. 23 million American households now on food stamps. American taxpayers are expected to pay $82 billion for food stamp recipients. Can we afford this any longer, or is it time to create jobs?
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
Ugh, I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Washington County Tractor New Holland have 0% financing for up to 72 months available for qualified buyers or great cash discounts. These offers include most New Holland tractors as well as hay equipment. There are also multiple rebates available that make this the time to buy. Our WC Tractor locations in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy are fully stocked and ready to get you going. Stop by one of our WC Tractor locations to see for yourself. Check it out on the web at WCTractor.com.
Washington County Tractor. People and products to you.
Discrimination allegations. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Two big employers are being accused of discrimination in hiring. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says the improper use of criminal background checks by Dollar General and an American unit of BMW had the effect of discriminating against black applicants. The EEOC recommends that employers using background checks review each case individually. The nation's biggest drugstore chain will settle charges that allowed oxycodone and other controlled substances to reach the black market. Walgreens will pay $80 million in fines to end the probe by the Drug Enforcement Administration. Signs telling employees to wash their hands after using the restroom are often ignored. You may not be able to get away with not washing if you work in a hospital. The hospital bed and medical equipment maker Hill-Rom has developed a system to track employees' hand hygiene through the use of electronic badges. Stock market futures are pointing higher after yesterday's losses. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If you're driving right now, chances are the road was built with the help of municipal bonds. Bonds that finance bridges, schools, and roads. Good, sound municipal bonds. Made even better with municipal bond insurance. That's where Build America Mutual comes in. BAM, America's first mutual municipal bond insurer. We're rated AA stable and help save towns and cities money and protect municipal bond investors against loss. Find out more at buildamerica.com.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? Do you need to reach the decision makers and businesses to help your organization grow? Then Hoovers has a business-to-business prospecting tool that's just for you. With Hoovers, you can quickly identify B2B prospects that look like your ideal customer. Use criteria such as job title, company location, industry, and much more to build customized lists for you or your sales team. Hoovers has direct email addresses and phone numbers to millions of business decision makers, all at your fingertips. fingertips. And Hoover's would like to offer our listeners a free 24-hour trial and 50 free B2B leads. You heard that right. A free trial plus 50 free leads. Call 800-239-0011 to get your 50 free leads or text LEADS to 37170 and we'll contact you. Don't wait. Call 800-239-0011 or text LEADS to 37170 and we'll contact you. Message and data rates may apply.
627, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 94 for a high temperature today. Probably 96 or so all the way for the balance of the week, and a slight chance of showers again. Did you hear the thunder yesterday? Didn't you hear that? Yeah, it's about as much as most of us got. 74 for our low temperature each night. Right now, southeast winds at 5, 94% relative humidity, and we've got 74 out there.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The man recently arrested and charged with robbing Bryan's First Victoria Bank on East 29th is believed by police to be the same man who robbed the former Guarantee Bank on South Texas 4 years ago. Officer Kelly McKeithen says investigators at the latest holdup learned more about what happened in 2009.
Looked at the video and all the other evidence that they had, and they did some more investigation on it and were able to obtain a warrant and serve that on Mr. Graham.
A First Victoria employee says 61-year-old James Kyle Graham held her up at gunpoint at Guarantee Bank, and detectives were told Graham had possession of the getaway car in the first robbery. Graham remains jailed on bonds totaling $400,000. An infant and two women are hospitalized in critical condition after their home exploded Tuesday morning. That was in Dobbin along Highway 105 between Plantersville and Montgomery. Investigators suspect a buildup of flammable gases in or around the home led to the blast, which was felt up to 20 miles away. The Montgomery County Fire Marshal's Office says the cause remains undetermined. An 8-month-old boy was airlifted to UTMB Galveston with severe burns and other injuries. The child's 58-year-old grandmother and 65-year-old aunt were airlifted to Memorial Hermann Hospital in Houston with burns and injuries. And according to the Dobbin Facebook page, a relief fund has been established at Woodforest Bank in Montgomery. Family members say the explosion leveled the house to its slab, sending debris as far away as half a mile. Windows were broken in nearby homes and businesses. A photo from the fire marshal's office showing what's left is on our website at WTAW.com. Letters are going out to College Station residents whose water consumption is more than average. Water Resources Coordinator Jennifer Nation says the information is used by neighbors for comparative purposes.
People will say, well, I'm using this much water, but what's the guy down the street using? Or, you know, what's the rest of my neighborhood? Am I higher or lower? So we give that to them. And then offer them the chance to call us for a free landscape irrigation checkup, which anybody can do. But, you know, for people who are, you know, have sprinkler systems and they're running them a lot, we want to give them some good information and help them use water efficiently.
Nation says water demand in College Station last month was the lowest in several years due to cooler temperatures and more rainfall. Developers are one vote away from moving ahead with plans to build more than 600 homes in West Bryan over the next 10 years.
Before the city council gave preliminary approval, residents of the neighboring Oak Meadows and Autumn Lake developments raised concerns of increased traffic. Mayor Jason Bielinski called on financial assistance from Brazos County to improve county roads.
You've got everyone going out one entrance. I'm going to be going out the other entrance. I'm going to go down Chick Lane to Leonard Road, take a right, then on to 2018 and then to campus or downtown, wherever I work. But it needs to be upgraded. And again, the dollars will be there in their coffers to make these improvements because of all of the development that's happening on the west side.
No one on the council, including Ann Horton, was opposed to housing units being 5 feet from their property lines as opposed to 7.5 feet as recommended by staff and the fire department.
I've been in these other subdivisions where we have 5-foot setbacks and didn't really realize it when I was in there. And I'm glad to know that my concern was that we were setting a precedent, but the precedent's already been set.
Final council action will take place in 2 weeks. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Veterans Administration is in more hot water. This time it's a problem that originated at its computer center in Austin. Human error is being cited as the cause of the accidental deletion of 464,000 electronic data files related to home loans. The VA says no personal information was jeopardized when the files were deleted last month. The issue was related to a home loan program's online application. The VA says some files were recoverable and the online application program was restored within a few days. Records included loans, grants, and applications. 5,000 faithful are in Houston this week for the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention. Russell Moore, president of the Ethics and Liberty Commission, says they're discussing the Boy Scouts' recent decision to allow homosexual scouts.
There are several Southern Baptist churches that have already announced that they're not going to be able to continue sponsoring Boy Scout troops because of the recent decision. And I think there are more to come.
Meanwhile, the convention has its first African-American president, Dr. Fred Luter. Moore says that's historic when you consider that the denomination was formed by churches in slaveholding southern states. And if you went to the Mumford & Sons concert in Austin Sunday night, consider yourself fortunate. The day after performing in Austin, bassist Ted Duane landed in an emergency room. A post on the band's Facebook page says Ted had been feeling unwell for a few days. A blood clot was discovered on the surface of his brain that requires an operation. That's resulted in postponing sold-out shows the rest of this week in Dallas, the Woodlands, and New Orleans. The band says the dates will be rescheduled. There are no plans to cancel or postpone any other appearances, and they're all wishing Ted a speedy recovery. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, looking out for each other, and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System. Closer to home.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zorneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zorneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zorneman Flooring. Zorneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
This is Jim Lewis of the Bryan Rotary Club. A founding principle of Rotary is to enlarge your circle of local businesses and personal friends to help make our local area better. Each year since 1994, the Bryan Rotary Club has been a proud co-sponsor of the Newman Tin Business Performance Awards, recognizing locally owned, fast-growing businesses. When we grow our local businesses, it grows our cities. We have supported that ideal since 1921. The Bryan Rotary Club and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Texas and I, we love our Hondas.
I absolutely love the gas mileage in my Honda Civic.
It's just amazing.
Real Texans, real stories about the Honda Civic. Now you can lease the 2013 Civic LX with 39 MPG for just $159 a month.
I also really enjoy the Bluetooth. I'm on my phone all the time. I travel quite a bit, so it's really helped with that.
It gives you freedom, you know, to where you're not occupying your hands with something else.
Its safety features are the best. It's just a very safe car.
That's just $159 a month on 2013 Civics. Plus, Hondas hold their value better than any other brand. What are you waiting for? Shop Allen Honda today. Online anytime at TexasLovesHonda.com. EPA estimate MPG. Bluetooth is a registered trademark used under license. Value claim based on ALG's 2013 residual value award. Visit TexasLovesHonda.com for lease details. WLA.
Texas loves Honda.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff. Now is the time to register for your 2013-2014 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 9th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night. Log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2013-2014 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services. Moving forward for you.
Good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Any clouds or patchy fog this morning will give way to sunshine. Our temperatures up to about 90 to 95 later this afternoon. Clear tonight, though we could see low clouds and fog redevelop overnight, lows near 75. Tomorrow it will become partly to mostly sunny with temperatures near 95 degrees. Clear skies tomorrow evening, low clouds and fog could develop late tomorrow night, 75. Sunshine Friday, temperatures are going to get up to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's awesome playing with these guys. It's a lot of fun.
And from a come-from-behind victory in your first game, I can see why. That's Aggie Hunter Melton playing for the Brazos Valley Bombers. Get you caught up with that. Also, NCAA releasing a list of their eligibles and ineligibles for academics. And a huge game last night for the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA Finals. All that and more with sports in about 10 minutes.
So, for the first time since 2005, more U.S. Americans approve of George W. Bush than disapprove.
It's like the
good thing that's relevant.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Looks like the new billboards, you know. So, miss me yet?
Miss me yet, yep. According to the Gallup poll, he now stands at 49-46. That's up 9 points in the view favorably category and down 13 points in the unfavorable. From when he left office, he still registers about 24% favorable rating among Democrats, but 60% among Republicans. All the recent former presidents are at 60% or above. 41 is at 62%. Don't forget to wear bright socks, by the way. And, you know.
You know, I have to say, as soon as they were, first of all, when I kind of skimmed a press release and it talked about the president's birthday and wear crazy socks,
yeah.
I thought, oh, it's Bowen Lofton's birthday. I just sort of assumed he wears crazy ties and so crazy. Yeah. Then I thought about RG3, who's also known for his amazing socks. And so I just thought, okay, well, I can see that. Bush and RG3 have something in common. That's nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Because that was the first thing that went through my head.
He's far more important than either of those two, but that's just my opinion. You know.
Wow.
Another day, and more polls about the data mining thing that's going on. Oh, by the way, we'll talk to Bill Flores today. We'll talk to Charles Schwartner today, and we'll play Jethro Trivia with the mayor. And I guess we'll ask her a question, too, beyond Jethro Trivia. But after all, she loves coming in here just to play Jethro Trivia. But anyhow, another day and another talk.
It's basically the payment for being mayor is that you get to come play Jethro Trivia.
It's one of the props, as a matter of fact.
You have to have some kind of perk.
One of the bennies.
That and all the money.
Yeah, exactly. So the new Pew Research puts support for the data mining tracking program at 56% overall.
Oh, that's frightening.
It is.
That's frightening.
It is. Just 37% of the Democrats were in favor of a warrantless snooping program back when George W. Bush started it. Now, 64% are in favor. Well, What changed?
Who's in the White House?
Yeah. 38% of U.S. Americans surveyed in a new CBS poll approve of data collection from all Americans. But that number goes up to 75% if you target somebody else, you know, for terrorist activity. Oh, go ahead. Now, my neighbor, yeah, that guy, he's weird. Go ahead and collect all the information on him, but leave me alone.
You got to harken back to that Ben Franklin quote again.
That's right. Don't deserve either of them. Now, one of the things they're trying to do, and we'll see again how this works out. 8 senators, really from both parties, yesterday put together this bill that they said they'd back. That would give you more transparency in this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the FISA stuff. The key thing is, right now the court operates in secret under FISA, the court that does all these, grabs all this information. So what they want to do is, under the rulings, for instance, the Verizon stuff, they had to hand that data over. That was all secret. The lawmakers argue that making the FISA court rulings public could be done without compromising the actual surveillance source or the methods or tipping hands to potential enemies out there. But we know more about what they're doing. I'm not sure about that.
Mm-mm.
Here's what Google's doing. They're trying to cover their butt. They didn't waste any time. Their top attorney...
when attorneys get involved, you know there's an issue.
That's right. Their top attorney posted on their blog a letter that he wrote to Eric Holder and the director of the FBI, arguing that when the government allowed Google to disclose the number of national security letters the company gets, which is from another request, then nothing bad happens. So what they ought to be able to do is show the public, their customers, if you will, that Google and all the other tech companies right now can't even say that they received the request for this information. If they would let them put some of that information out there, then at least people would know. And, of course, that's just like anything that's in those terms of agreement. You know, when you download something, it says, do you agree with the terms of agreement? Do you ever read
things
them?
That nobody reads,
right, exactly.
It's like 20 pages.
Right, but they want you to know that they're doing that. So what they'll do is they'll put like two lines in the terms of agreement that we might tell you if you ask, but then you would have to ask. But what Google's trying to do is say that they were not complicit in this deal, that they weren't doing it of their own free will, that they were in fact forced by the government to release your information.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, here's the deal. They keep that information anyway. Google does.
Yes, they do.
Google keeps that information. Now, all the government has to do is tap them on the shoulder and say, we'd like to have that, and they're doing it. Now, does the fact that they give it to the government upset you, or the fact that they're keeping it upset you?
It's both pretty.
Yeah,
pretty,
right. Pretty. Exactly that. That's exactly right. What Google's doing is pretty uncomfortable, but what are you going to do?
Not to go off down the rabbit hole, but have you seen what the CEO of Google's doing now?
What's he doing?
He set up the program with the Obama administration for his reelection.
Oh, that's right. I did hear about
and
that.
And now he's bankrolling this other thing that will and use exclusively for Democratic candidates.
Oh, good.
To get them reelected.
Uh-huh.
With this same, and I'm not smart enough to know what the algorithms for any of this stuff are.
Right.
But basically, it will tell, and he's saying, well, we won't use Google data.
No. Micro data mining, pretty much, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah,
there?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's creepy.
Yep, I agree. Also, what's creepy is the Belgium ambassador, U.S. ambassador to Belgium. It'd be a Howard Gutman. Been called out pretty much as the diplomat accused of soliciting sexual favors from both prostitutes and minor children.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, of course, he's angered and saddened by these baseless allegations. Oh, like he's going to go, yep, you caught me. Yep, you're right. Yep,
it's Ashley Furniture Home Store's best seat in the house event going on now. All motion furniture like reclining sofas or love seats are on sale. Plus, get two recliners for one low price, starting at just $399. Enjoy savings on select items throughout the store. All motion furniture on sale. And get two recliners for one low price, starting at only $399. Don't miss the best seat in the house event for Father's Day. Only at Ashley Furniture Home Store, College Station, Waco, and Lufkin. Beautiful furniture made for real life.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There are lots of things you can do to cool a Texas landscape. Some of them are psychological. If you go into your landscape planning with the mindset that you're going to do everything you can to conquer the heat, you're likely to come up with some exciting new ideas. I'll share a few of them with you right after this message.
Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If you're trying to cool your summer landscape, nothing is more refreshing than the sound of rushing water. Whether it's in the form of a fountain, a garden water course, or a bubbling pool, water in the landscape will bring a little refreshment to all who hear its flow. Even standing water in reflecting pools can be an asset. Include aquatic plants and the garden will be even more cheerful. There's some wonderful sources of water garden information in Texas, and you need to consider your choices carefully. Plan your new water garden layout to suit your overall landscaping objectives. Some beautiful fish out there for the water garden as well. It's just a cool-looking experience. Colors do a lot toward determining a garden's perceived temperature. Softer colors, including greens, blues, purples, and pastels, cool their landscapes. Brighter, more vivid reds, oranges, bright yellows, and whites advance visually, standing out in the landscape. They're warmer colors, and they will give your plantings more of a hot-weather look. Dark green foliage is the most cooling. You'll heat up the landscape with light greens, variegated whites, and especially gray leaf plants, so use them sparingly. Hardscaping colors are also important. Avoid light, bright, reflective colors such as light gray weathered wood and plain concrete if you're trying to cool your landscape visually. Use darker bricks, pavers, or other hard surfaces. Stain wood decks dark brown to cut down on the glare. Use muted soft greens to paint outbuildings and other wooden features in the landscape. Think twice, however, about painting your fence strictly from a maintenance standpoint. Landscape lighting allows you to enjoy your summertime garden at its coolest once the sun is set. Lighting contractors have a wonderful array of fixtures for any lighting look. From soft blue-white artificial moonlight playing through the tree's limbs to festive small white or multicolored lights, your choices are endless. There's something very restful and soothing about landscape lighting that comes on as the sun sets. And look into the new LED lighting as well. Your plants can do a lot toward cooling your life and your surroundings. Don't forget, however, that they also need attention during the hot weather ahead. Keep them watered properly. Learn to recognize early signs of problems and step to serve them immediately to save those plants. Keep them healthy. Mulch your plants thoroughly. Keep them pest-free. They'll be doing their great work for a long time to come. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll help you plan your patio plantings in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. The National Track and Field Champion Texas A&M Men and the NCAA runner-up Aggie Women combined for 36 All-American honors from the NCAA Championships meet. The Aggie Men and Women each had 9 athletes earn first-team All-American honors for placing in the top 8 during the NCAA Championships in Eugene, Oregon. A&M totaled 10 medalists in the National Championships, 4 gold, 4 silver, and 2 bronze. The NCAA released the Academic Progress Report, and the Aggies fared quite well, except for basketball. The only SEC team lower in hoops was LSU. APRs less than 900 can make a team ineligible for postseason play, and the APR is used to measure the eligibility and the retention of student-athletes towards graduating, and it uses a 4-year rolling average for the team. 18 teams got the axe following yesterday's posting, none of which will affect A&M or who they play. A big fifth-inning rally boosted the Bombers past the Pump Jacks to run their record to 10-1. The rally started after multiple walks brought in the first run, then a single by Matt Smith, fielder's choice from Matt Uresti, and another single by Patrick McClendon, plus 2 RBIs by Hunter Melton, rounded out the rally. After batting around the lineup plus a few, the Bombers took the lead 10-7 and added one more late to make it an 11-7 win. Aggie Hunter Melton is in his first game with the Bombers, reached base 5 out of 6 times, and here's Melton in the postgame.
It's awesome playing with these guys. It's a lot of fun. Summer ball is more kind of laid back, but still play hard and get after it, and great group of guys.
Bombers take on the East Texas Pump Jacks again tonight. First pitch at 7:05. In the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs own a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals, rolling to a 113-77 rout on Miami.
T-Mac into the front court to Danny Green. Long right wing three. Green got it. It's raining threes in San Antonio.
Spurs set a finals record, hitting 16 three-pointers. Danny Green hitting 7 from beyond the arc, finishing with 27 points. Gary Neal lit it up with 6 trays, 24 points, while San Antonio limited LeBron James to 15 points on 7 of 21 shooting. That's the good news. The bad news is Spurs point guard Tony Parker is scheduled to have an MRI on his right hamstring today, leaving his availability for Game 4 kind of up in the air. Parker was injured in the second half of Game 3, and he's hoping that it was just a cramp.
I felt something on my hamstring, so I don't know. I have no idea, so we'll do an MRI tomorrow, and hopefully it's nothing big, and it's just with cramping or got tight on me, or I don't know. It was just a weird feeling, and I just wanted to make sure with the docs I was okay, and then I played like 2 minutes in the fourth quarter, and it was up big, so Pop didn't want to take no risks, so we'll see tomorrow.
Changing gears now to Texas high school football. It's moving towards a 90-minute-per-week limit on full contact practice to limit concussions and other injuries. The UIL, which governs public high school sports, approved the limit in its meeting in Austin yesterday. The measure now goes to the state education commissioner for approval before the start of the preseason practices in August. UIL athletic director Mark Cousins says the rule does not apply in spring drills or fall preseason practices and kicks in the first week of games. The rule limits, quote, game speed tackling and blocking to the ground and covers high school and middle school practices. Cousins says Texas rule tracks a growing trend in professional and college football to limit contact drills to reduce the number of injuries. On now to baseball, the Cleveland Indians beat the Rangers 5-2 last night and snapped an 8-game losing streak. Aaron Herring pitched his 6 shutout innings and his second shutout of the season to have the Seattle Mariners blank the Houston Astros 4-0. Josie Altidore scored in the first half, his 3rd straight match goal. Eddie Johnson thrilled his hometown club in Seattle, which scored in the 53rd minute.
Cameron's ball is a beauty. Eddie Johnson does it on his home turf. 2-0 the USA. That's the one they wanted. Now there's clear water.
And the USA took over first place in its World Cup qualifying group with a 2-0 win over Panama. Later tonight, Chicago Blackhawks and Boston Bruins start playing for Lord Stanley's Cup. They drop the puck at 7, and all the action is on NBC. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation. And they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.